Welcome, intelligent viewers, to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. With their extremely cute appearance and charming character, rabbits are a favorite of children and adults alike. Rabbits are very clever and loving in nature.
Hi, I'm Namal.
And I'm Karen, and this is Princess. We have lots and lots of rescue bunnies. Want to come and meet them all?
Let's go.
Karen and Nimal live in Melbourne, Australia, and are the founders of Boeing, Bunny Online Information News Group. Their organisation promotes the adoption of rabbits as animal companions and provides tips on caring for bunnies on a website. Karen and Nimal's residence currently hosts 19 rabbits, many of whom were previously abandoned or otherwise without a permanent home.
Our first rabbit was given to us because some people had had an unwanted litter and didn't know what to do with the babies, and that's quite common. Others have come from animal shelters or from vets where someone's either surrendered a rabbit because they don't want it anymore, or it's been found wandering about in the streets or in someone's backyard or something like that.
We asked Nimal about the rabbit family and their ancestry.
They come from an order of mammals known as Lagomorpha, and that includes rabbits, hares and pikas, which are another small animal that lives mostly in mountainous areas. And it's a much more diverse group than a lot of people realise. Here in Australia we've only got European rabbits which are introduced, but there are many species of hares and rabbits around the world, some of which are endangered.
Nimal shared with us one of the special rabbit rescues done by Karen that turned out to be a surprise for both of them.
One of our rabbits, Lucky, was actually found by Karen when she was driving down the suburban streets, and she saw this rabbit by the side of the road, and it was pouring with rain. She got out and picked up this rabbit and brought her home. And it turned out that she had a bit of a surprise in store for us, Lucky. Because we set her up with a litter tray full of hay and everything, and one day Karen noticed that all the hay had gone from this litter tray. And she says to me, gee, all the hay's gone. This rabbit must be really hungry. And so we filled up the litter tray with hay again, came back an hour or two later. Again, the hay had completely vanished, and then the penny dropped, and we looked in her box, and she was using that hay to make a nest where she had seven babies. four days after we'd picked her up, she had seven babies, and I just thought, oh my goodness, because we already had lots of rabbits at that stage, and our numbers doubled in one fell swoop. And we've still got the babies, they're great.
Bunnies display a wide range of emotions. Nimal shares with us what visual cues we can watch for to determine the mood of our small friends.
What do rabbits do when they're happy?
There's a few different behaviours that they display when they're happy. Probably my favourite is the binky, which is a word for when a rabbit will run around and out of sheer joy they'll kick out their legs, they'll shake their head, and they'll just prance around for everyone to see. It's really quite funny. Another thing that they'll do in a quieter moment if they're very contented is that they'll actually roll over. So they'll just sort of flop completely on their side or even completely upside down and just sort of like lie there with their eyes closed. And if you're patting your rabbit the right way, they'll actually purr just by gently rubbing their front teeth.
Yeah.
And so it's just this very, very gentle purring noise they make just when you're rubbing the top of their head.
Rabbits are extremely sensitive animals who are almost always aware of their surroundings.
There's obviously something that's warning them that there's a danger nearby, and generally speaking, single bunnies would thump more than bunnies in pairs, we've found. Single bunnies have nobody else to sort of feel comfortable with, so if we've got a couple bunny, there won't be as many thumps going on because they'll feel more comfortable together. So in the middle of the night, if the bunnies are thumping, we'll get up and have a walk around, and it could be somebody outside or it could be danger that we should know about. So we do get up and have a bit of a look around. We sort of call them our security alarms on the inside of the house.
In October of last year, a Wisconsin, USA woman reported that her rabbit friend had thumped his foot continuously, and his extraordinary behaviour woke her up and alerted her of the presence of a burglar in her home. She was able to drive the intruder away and thus prevented any valuables from being taken. Many other such amazing stories can be found on Bunny Online Information News Group's online news blog.
Some of the things rabbits have done have ranged from people who fall into a diabetic coma, for example, and the rabbits alerted someone by thumping, or has kept them awake by looking at their face. So there are quite a few little bunny heroes out there.
We'll be back shortly with more fascinating facts about rabbits. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Hi, I'm Princess. Don't be fooled by my royal status. I'm just like every bunny else. My favourite spot is in the lounge room, getting lots of attention.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Karen and Nimmel are two animal lovers and vegans who take care of abandoned and unwanted rabbits in Melbourne, Australia. They have formed Boeing, Bunny Online Information News Group, which hosts a website with valuable tips and information for bunny caregivers. Animals are here to help their human companions and accompany them through the ups and downs of life. They can sense the needs of their caregivers and can comfort them. Nimmel shares with us what happened on a day when Karen wasn't feeling well.
She was feeling a bit off colour one day and she spent the day curled up on the couch, and a princess, who was one of her favourite bunnies, hopped up on the couch with her and kept her company during the day while she wasn't feeling well.
And is that normal for a princess to do that?
Well, she's certainly very, very interactive bunny, but she was particularly solicitous of Karen's welfare, I think, that day. I think she could probably tell that Karen wasn't feeling very well, and so she just curled up right next to her, perhaps even cosier than she usually would.
Rabbits make fabulous indoor companions. They are clean and quiet.
People who get on well with rabbits are generally fairly quiet and mature people, people who spend a lot of time at home. Rabbits are active at dawn and dusk, and so that fits in well with many people's lifestyles because they're active when you get up in the morning and when you come home from work. A lot of people assume that a rabbit is going to be a pet for a child, and while I think it's okay for families to have a rabbit, the parents really do need to supervise the interaction between the rabbit and their children, particularly young children, and also realise that it's the parents that are going to be providing the care for the rabbit.
Rabbits enjoy company. They look out for each other and prefer to live in pairs or a group. However, just like humans, it takes time for rabbits to get to know each other and be comfortable with each other.
In the home, we like to keep our rabbits in pairs because they are very social animals. And they're also territorial, so you can't just throw two rabbits together and expect them to get on well instantly. So you need to take your time to bond two rabbits to find out if they're going to get on well together. And like us, they have personalities and they can like or dislike another rabbit for reasons that we may not be obvious to us. So you can't then again just throw two rabbits together and expect them to form a nice happy couple. Now, if people have one rabbit, whatever reason, they haven't got a friend for it, being social animals, the rabbits do need a lot of love and attention if they haven't got another rabbit friend. So if you've got a single bunny, you need to be prepared to spend the time and give the affection and attention.
Both Karen and Nimmel switched to the plant-based or vegan lifestyle soon after the adoption of their first rabbit.
We became very interested in rabbits, and we didn't want actually people to start eating them on menus in restaurants, and we became very agitated about the fact they were turning up in restaurants. We were telling people how upset we were, and the idea was that obviously you can't you can't eat other animals, but promote and try and encourage people not to eat your pets. So we stopped. We became vegetarian pretty much straight away when we got our rabbits. And then as time went on, we just became vegan as well. It was just easier that way. We started meeting more people that were interested in what we were doing, and they also had an interest in rabbits. And a lot of rabbit people actually are vegan, which is great because rabbits are vegan. We're now vegan, and basically our whole household is vegans. Everyone eats the same thing, except we don't eat the hay. It's just great. It just makes you feel really comfortable. It's just a really comfortable living with vegan pets and being vegan yourself.
Bunnies are a gift from heaven.
They bring a lot of joy to our lives, and they're just a lot of fun to be around. They're full of life, full of beans. Okay. And so if you're not feeling well or you're upset about something, they really do help you take your mind off it.
Indeed, animals bring so many wonderful things to our world. Through our kinder actions towards other beings and the environment, may the world soon become an even more beautiful place where all humans and animals live in peace, harmony, and friendship. Joyful viewers, we enjoyed your delightful company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment, following noteworthy news. May you make a new animal friend today.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/AW.